International Airport in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. So if you hear
approximately 12 hours, I will destroy Washington, D.C. with the Martin Zender.
Martin Zender. Thank you very much. If you hear airport ambiance, it's because I'm in an airport. So how appropriate is this when we're talking about government?
How about that? You are in Washington, D.C. right
now. I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm going to destroy Washington, D.C.
Now, for those who don't get that reference, that's from an old Zender talk where you had that quote on there. That was funny.
Yeah, of course, I stole it from Austin Powers.
There you go.
Dr. Evil, destroy Washington, D.C. I wish I'm at Dulles. I wish I was at Ronald Reagan Airport.
There you go.
That was a great guy. I mean, that was a great guy. And that's, I mean, to me, the heart of government should be in principles, truth. You know, when the 1,000 years kicks in, then it's going to be all about truth. But Ronald Reagan, I just like that hard edge. I like that black and white. You know, we called the Soviet Union the evil empire. I just love that. There are certain people, they don't care what anybody else thinks. They're just going by the truth. I don't. You and I try to do this with Scripture. What does the Scripture say? Oh, but that truth is dangerous. Oh, people be offended by that truth. So what? Who cares who's offended by it? You know, who cares what the fallout is or what the consequences is? If it's truth, we teach it.
Yeah.
If it's an evil empire, by God, it's an evil empire. It's cut and dry, black and white. But, you know, politics doesn't work that way, generally speaking. You put your finger up and take a poll, see which way the wind's blowing, and, you know, you make your decisions based on popularity. I hate that at my core. I think Reagan did too. So I admire him for that, I must tell you.
Yeah, and there are traits we can admire in some of these guys. And again, the whole point of our show here, first and foremost, as you have said repeatedly, and by the way, somebody emailed me listening to these first three shows, and this particular person probably would have a different political view than you, or maybe
what?
I, but yes,
what?
And this is what the person said to me. You ready? This person said that this show has caused me to think and not want to lose my peace. And that's the goal of these shows.
Good. Yes.
Is to get people to realize, those who believe this glorious message of the Apostle Paul, that we need not lose our peace. And I'm going to give you a quote here from A.E. Knott, because we've got to keep pressing this. It is not God's object to fill the world with peace at the present time. No, this is the world, not our hearts. We have peace with God. It will help us in the terrible time we are going through to realize this. God wants to teach man that he cannot rule apart from him. Man is made to rule, and he's going to rule, but he is not able apart from the deity. That's from A.E. Knock in Unsearchable Riches magazine. And a very important principle. That's why we're talking about politics at this time. We just recently had another debate. And if you watched it, you just had to shake your head and realize none of these men have the answers. They cannot solve the ills of humanity.
Well, true. I mean, it was fun to see the sparring. I just saw bits and pieces. It was like a prize fight, which was great. They were circling each other. I mean, the one thing I hate, I think God hates it too. I guess I'm thinking of Revelation 3:16. You know, he's talking to Christ is talking to the church of Laodicea, you know, and he says, I'm aware of your acts, that neither cool are you nor zealous. Would that you were cool or zealous. I think King James says cold or hot. You know, I wish you were either cold or hot, but you're lukewarm. You're lukewarm. And the Concordant Version says you're indifferent. You're neither zealous nor cool. So I'm about to spew you out of my mouth. I love that. It's the indifference that I hate. At least you have black and white. Yeah, you literally have black and white with Obama and Romney. But the positions, the more black and white you can make it, I think the more clearly we can see things. I think it's that way in Scripture, and I think it's that way in politics. I hate middle ground.
Something I learned in politics, and I was watching a funny show that gentleman was interviewing campaign managers for the candidates, presidential candidates, actually the guy who ran Mondale's candidacy in 84 and the guy who ran Reagan's candidacy, president.
You were interviewing this guy?
No. It was a TV show about election of presidents. It was a TV show about the election of presidents. And one of the things that was very disheartening when you watch it, if you have faith in the political system, you'd be disheartened, okay, is that the whole thing is a show. They consciously admitted that it's not about issues, that what you see when you see these debates and you see all this other stuff is it's theater.
Just like big time wrestling.
It's like a wrestling match, and that's why they don't discuss issues.
Or whatever you call it, yeah.
And there's a scripture that says God has given them a spirit of stupor, and I believe that God has purposely done this to voters as well, because voters aren't intelligent in the main, and we can't make the right decisions. Again, this all goes back to God's goal, is to show us that we cannot govern without Him. And I think that's also, if we realize this too, when you look at the candidates, and especially in 2008, people thought our candidate was a messiah.
Oh, I know,
And this is what's going to happen in the future with the man of lawlessness, is he's going to be hailed as a messiah. Everyone's looking for a political messiah.
Exactly. Well, the Jews were looking for that very thing in Jesus' day, and they thought that Jesus was going to come in riding on the white horse, you know, to oust the Romans, but he came as a suffering Messiah, and they hated that. And so you're right. It goes back to the days of Saul, right, when Israel wanted a king, and they looked for the handsomest, the tallest guy with the broadest shoulders and the biggest biceps. And that was Saul. And God said, okay, I'll
give
you what you want.
What does that show you? That there's no change in the character of humanity.
There's no change. They're still looking for the thrill up their leg. You know, they're still looking for somebody, the Messiah, like you said. And I like what you said about people being dumbed down in this society. People judge things superficially. They don't go to the Word. They don't go to Scripture. They don't even go to their own soul. I hate it when people vote via their pocketbooks. Like, how's this going to benefit me? You know, how can I make $30 more a month? You know, who's going to put a better car in my garage? I mean, that's very selfish. That's very shallow. But this is what this country's become, and the world at large. We're becoming more and more in the minority who are looking for the Christ, the Messiah. I mean, the true Christ. We're looking for Christ. The Jews are looking for the Messiah. We're looking for the glorified Christ out of heaven.
Yes. And people have, and I don't know if you've seen any of the emails, I know you've been on the road, and some people have accused us of being anti-caring of the poor and things like that. Nothing can be further from the truth.
No.
And it's interesting that those who complain most about being, not caring for the poor do very little themselves to help the poor. And, you know, they depend upon a government program. Now, we don't want to see anyone starving, absolutely not. When people are injured or they're, you know, we've set up a society in our country, in America, not speaking for elsewhere, in America, we set it up where we have, you know, going to the federal FDR, that the people in old age are taken care of through government taxation. It wasn't always like that. And so we cannot, you know, fault people for doing that, and because that's, you know, what the system under which they were brought. Our point in all these episodes here is to show you the fallacy of what we've done. The ideal is that people are taken care of by other people. But where are we at today? We don't take care of each other.
I'm in Washington. Yeah, we don't take care of each other. Every man for himself.
Yeah,
every man for
actually,
himself.
Where you're at is you're at the place where the checks come from to take care of people.
I'm at the epicenter of evil. And no, you are. You're in Chicago. No, you're in Chicago. That's the epicenter of evil. But as I was
Washington, D.C. is a suburb of Chicago. That's how it works.
That's right. It's all it is. It's a suburb of Chicago. When I was landing, I thought of Jerusalem. I thought of Jerusalem being the future headquarters of of the world. I landed at night and all the lights were shining. It was very impressive, you know, I suppose just like the temple was impressive when the disciples said to Jesus, look at this magnificent edifice. And in Washington, D.C., there are many magnificent edifices, but all this world system is going to be torn down because God does not judge the way man judges. Man looks at the outside, looks at the beautiful buildings, looks at a man who's tall or good-looking or well-spoken, and that's not the way God judges.
And outside, I don't know if you can see it from your window there, and I know we got a almost done here, but there's that big thing called the Washington Monument.
Washington Monument.
And if you think back, it goes back, that philosophy goes back to the Tower of Babel.
Ooh, that is a great point.
It goes back to Babylon and the monuments. Let us make a name. That was the cry of Babylon. It was a unified,
awesome.
It was unifying, you know.
Yeah.
And God only scattered because
Let's talk about this. Man cannot unite
without God.
Amen. Let's talk about the Tower of Babel on the next show. That's a good place to start. Let's go to the source of all human government. You want to do that?
Let's do that.
Okay, we'll do it next time. Until then, this is Martin Center from the nation's capital and Dan Sheridan from the headquarters of evil, Chicago, Illinois. Okay. Talk to you soon.
We love you all.